Bravaita. Mosir Rabbi Loi, for the Loi Akasha. A mappet is a regular mat. A mappet, so you have a mat. Is b'meis minayin. How do you know if a meis touches a mat, that's makabel tuma? Trashi mappet shokanim. You have a mat made out of reeds, like a bamboo mat. B'meis minayin. Shutane. L'fishir mitzino shepsute kliyeit toirim. Yechura, this mat is pushed to pieces of reeds. They're pushed to pshute kliyeits. It's a straight piece of bamboo. So it's not makabel tuma l'chura. How do we know mitames b'mag? Kliyeits toirim mitumes maga sherets. That if a sheret touches a kliyeits, it's not makabel tuma or pushed to kliyeits. A kliyeits is only makabel tuma if it has a base kibul, if it can hold something. So minayin shekli horoyel mishkav u'moishav makabel tuma magremes. How do you know a kli, though, even though it's a pshute kli, it's a flat reed, flat mat, but since this mat is roi to sit on and to sleep on, that's makabel tuma smaga. How do we know something that's roi for mishkav is worse? Heis mafet for meis minayim, the demar of a dinu. I learned that from makabel chayma. Uma pachin ketanim, just like very small kelim. Small keli, pachim ketanim, small jars. Shetorim bizav. If a zav touches it, it's not makabel tuma. Mitame b'meis, mashenk if a meis touches it, or it's in an oil hameis, it's makabel tuma. Or bezoy mafitz, the din of a mat. She tomei b'zav. If a zav sits or lies on a mat, pshit it's makabel tuma. That's tumas mishkav. Is anything that's miyuchad liyeshiva? If a zav sits on it, it's makabel tuma. Is oy bezoy ein a din she tomei b'meis. Avada mat should have a more din tuma than if a mace touches it, it should also be makabel tuma. His madzuch pachim ketanim small kelim. A zav is not mitar. Mace is yematamarid. Or bezoi a mafitz. A mat that if a zav sits on it or lies on it, it has tumas mishkav. So avada if a mace touches it, it should be makabel tuma. So Trashi. Vidinu. Uma pachim ketanim. What kind of small kelim are we talking about? Pachim ketanim means shocheris. A nursely keli. A small earthly jar. She'eturim bezav. A zav can't be metam with this jar. Why? She'ne metamim ayodoy b'shum tuma. It's not metam. A zav can't be metam a small earthly jar b'shum oifim. Why? To a medrus l'chazi. The zav sits on top of this small jar. It's nothing. It's not oimit to sit on. So that's no tumas mishka b'moishim or medrus. Dein asuin l'yeshiva. V'yoyit she'en shocheris. Vital we have before. It's shocheris. And shacharis is not makabel tumas mishka. Over magli, what about if the zav touches this keli? Why can't the zav touch the kli and metam of the kli? Lele tamay, diain metamay elam yavirim. There's a new chiddush. A kli charis, an earthly keli, is only makabel tumah from the inside. Meyavirim. Let's say a sheretz. If a sheretz touches the outside of the kli charis, it's not makabel tumah. There's a chiddush. A kli charis is only makabel tumah meyavirim from inside. You have to touch the inside of the kli. If a sheretz touches the inside, it's makabel tuma. If it touches the outside, it's not makabel tuma. So the chura here, let the zav touch the inside of the kli. Why isn't it makabel tuma? So here, v'yoyt shein shecheres, v'magal l'tamay, v'yay metamas elu mavirun, v'yayn yochel lahachnet etzpa l'toychon, mifnei shepi and tsar. He's talking about a very small, like a soda bottle, that the top is very tsar, and here it's even smaller than that. So you can't get even your pinky inside the opening. So Kuma says the zav can never touch the inside of the bottle. Talking about mamash, the top of the bottle is very, very small. You can't get your finger inside it. Melu v'hesed loy. Who are then if the zav moves it? It has no tumas hesed. The yafrech monab losh negiya. Even hesed that you move it. That the zav moves the kliz matamrit. The Torah calls the losh in maga. The chosh and widashin, the chosh ain't a matama b'maga, ain't a matama b'hesed. If there's no way you can matama this kli by touching it, then even if you move it, you're not matama rida. Vava reite, vama nami, alright. So the kids, pachim ketanim, a small jar made out of a kli cheris, a zav has no way to be matama. Since the zav can't touch the inside of it, just touching the outside, it's not makabel tuma. For mishkav, it's not roi. Hesed doesn't have. So there's no way a zav is matama pachim ketanim. Still is doadin mitama b'meis. So Rashi tamein b'meis. Boil ha'meis tichsev v'chol kli pasuach. The Torah says the chiddush any kli that's open in an oil ha'meis. That means you have a meis in the room and there's an oil on top. So the tumas meis comes down into any kli. Now the tumor could get into that hole. Avid is a hole, no matter how small fraction of an inch there is, a tumor could go in. A tumor is like air. The air gets in there. So by tumor and mace, the mace goes into the kli, and it's with time of the pachim titanium. Obezoi mafit. So we have this mat now. Shetome bizav. If the zav sits or goes or rests on the mat, he's metamo tumas medris. Trashi mafit metamo bizav. To chozel mishkav, it's right to sleep on. Uksiv chol hamishkav. The post is anything that a zav sleeps on or sits on, the zav is metamrit. Umiyoch enaflam biyalma. To chol hametamo bemedris. Anything that has a tumas medris that the zav sits on, the zav is metamrit, is tomei tumas meis. Who had done if a mace touches this kli is makabel tumah. The afilu pshutik kliates, even pshutik kliates. That's how you know this yisoid, that a straight piece of wood, if a sheris touches it, it's not makabel tumah. But tumas mace it has, because tumas mace we learn out from a zav. Just like if a zav would sit on this pshutik kliates, it would be makabel tumah. Who had done tumas mace it has. So that's why pachan ketanim has a tumas mace. Is met. I mean that's why mafets now this mat. Since the mat, a zav sits on it, makabel tumah, hu adin, a mace is matamrit. Is the kashya now yamai? Why is a mace? Why if a zav sits on a mat, do we say a mace is the mat is makabel tumah? V'yamai, holes le tarab mikvah. A mat has no tarab mikvah. Shrashi v'yamai, tomei bezav. Tumas medrish, holes le tarab mikvah. Tichik siv tfilah v'pashish rotzim. When does the Torah say if the keli is tummy, you could be tayv with the clean and mikvah? Who a pashas midyan ksiva? Van a kelim the ksiva yosim yafinan lo tefilah. On those kelim it says adin tefilah. Those are kelim that are makabel something. So a kli that has a base kibble like a cup or a glass that has a tire of a mikvah. Avo pshut the kliyates, but a straight flat piece of wood. It doesn't talk about that type of a kli by the pashas of minyan linyan tumah. We don't know there's such a tfilo. If you have a plain piece of mat made out of wood, if that's tomei sheretz, it's not has no tfilo b'mikvah. If you tfilo, it's not tor. A pshut to kliyates has no tire b'mikvah. For less than tire b'mikvah, don't like siva b'hu. In the same way, oichel mashka ain't no tire b'mikvah. Who had in a piece of meat? A piece of bread that the zav touches it, the zav is matam of the food. Now that the food is tamei, there's no way to make it tor. You can't be tevil b'mikvah. Why? Because it doesn't say it in the pasuk. The fish lelamadnu lam tefila b'terem. The Torah never says you can be tevil eichlim. Is who then a kli eitz a pshut the kli eitz? The Torah never said a din tefila b'mikvah. Abzayit shver. How come this mat is makam otumas medris? We had before Hekish. When is a Zav Matama Mishkav? Only something dummy to him. Just like he could be terrible in the mikvah, it has to be a clear that has a tarab in mikvah. A pshut to clear it has no tarab in mikvah. So why is it Makabal Tumma? And the Gemara, Omole Rabbi Chanina, Shani Yosem Hoyal Vika Beminoi. A terrace. What kind of clear we're talking about? A piece of wood. Now, wood, certain wooden kelim do have a tefillah b'mikvah. It's only pshuta, a straight piece of wood has no tarab mikvah. But if it's a wood that has a base kibbum, you could be tefillah in the mikvah. So since wood has a tefillah b'mikvah, that's why it's matama tumas medrus. Heizdavka, a kli cheres has no tarab mikvah at all. No matter what tumah, no matter how you made the kli cheres, it has no tarab mikvah. Therefore, kli cheres, if a zav sits on, has no tumas mishka v'moshev. Mashenkin, wood. Wood depends how you make it. If you make the wood like a glass that has a base kibble, it has tumah, and you can be tevil b'mikvah. True, a straight piece of wood, that kli can't be tevil b'mikvah. But since wood does have tarab b'mikvah, that's why if a zav sits on wood, even though the mat that's a pshuta kliates, still it's makabel tumah. That was that Rebbe Chanina's teretz. So he answered back, Omalei, Rachmon Letlan Mehai Daita. I don't like that teretz. Rachmon Letlan from you. That's not a good teretz. Even though a min, there's type of wood that has tarab mikvah, but a pshut to kliyates has no tarab mikvah. So Rebbe Chanina answered back, Adar Rabbah, Rachmon Letlan Mehai Daita Didoch. You don't have Lama Kabel, your taina. Your taina is nothing. About it's true. Since there is a min wood that has tarab mikvah, that's enough to Mekabel Tumah. Rashi Shani Yos Nigva Minoi. Yesh be Kli Eitz Sheyesh Lem Tyra Be Mikvah. But going to Kavlim or Kli Eitz that has a base kibble has Tyra. Rachmon Laslan My Daito. The Chibul the day Lek Tyra Be Mikvah. Since the Pshuti Kli Eitz has no Tyra Be Mikvah, Loi Shani Mikli Cheres. It shouldn't be different than a Kli Cheres. So at the Gemara, I'll call upon him now. The time am I? What's the pshat? What's time am I? Heichod sivo de mishum dika b'minoi. Afagad de b'day leka. Like, good, you're answering the terrorists now. Why is a plain piece of wood mekabel tuma? Because type of wood does have tar b'mikvah. How do we know this chiddush? That the type is enough. Abi the min kli has some type of a tar b'mikvah. It could be metama. What's the raya? So the Gemara, the time am I? Trei kroy ksiv. The Torah says two psukim. Ksiv v'ish asheyiga b'mishkavoy. Says anybody that touches the mishkav of a zav. V'ish asheyiga b'mishkavoy. Or ksiv, another pasuk says v'chol ha'mishkav asheyishkav olav azav yitma. Anything the zav sits on. Rashi ksiv mishkavoy. Here we makish mishkavoloi. We makish the mishkav to the zav. Uksiv, another pasuk says, "V'chol ha'mishkav, mash ma'afagad le'domi le'zav." The loiksiv mishkavoy. It's a two psukim here. It's true. The first pasuk has the hekish. It says, "V'yishas sheyiga b'mishkavoy." So mishkavoy means that the mishkav, what he sits on, is dumi to the zav himself. So he said, just like the zav has tefillah b'mikvah, the kli has to have tefillah b'mikvah. But another pasuk says, "Tam v'chol ha'mishkav ashishkav olav azav." And it does yitmo. It doesn't say the mishkav has to be hukesh to the zav himself. It's a churastir in the psukim. Hoketzas l'gemar. What's the teretz? Yesh b'minoi. If like wood, even though this wood itself has no tefillah b'mikvah, but since type of wood does have it, afagav less the type of mikvah. Even though it doesn't have, still some makabel tuma. Ma'ashenkin ain b'minoi. But that's like a klicher. Ain b'minoi, if it does ain b'minoi, but if the min doesn't have it, then makish mishkavoloi. Then you makish mishkavoloi. So mele kli cheres. Since the kli cheres has no way to be tefillah b'mikvah, that has no tumas mishkav by yazav. Ma'ashenkin wood. There are a type of wood that does have a tefillah b'mikvah. Therefore, all type of woods is to have a tumas mishkav. Rav Roma, medrash kli cheres termi yoch. Rav has another pasuk. I don't know that a kli cheres not makabel tumas mishkav. The pasuk says v'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasul olav. Mashm any kli pasuach that doesn't have a covering to it is tomei b'meis. Ho yesh tzomid pasul olav. Mashm once the kli cheres has a covering on top of it, is tor. It's automatically always tor. Any time the kli cheres has a cover on top of it, sealed tight, it's tor. Abazoi milo yaskinon ti yachdino lishtoni the kuretzakasha. Aren't we talking about a kli cheres? Good, you tighten it. You close the tight now. But let's say this is miyuchet for your wife to sit on. The yachtin liyishta nido. Hokom rachmona Torah. Still the Torah says it's Torah. So mashka is a ferisher miyit. That a kli cheres. No matter what you do to it. Even though the isha nido is miyuchet to sit on top of it. Still it has a Torah. Hey, sabi. It's summit posel. It's closed up tight. Therefore it's Torah. Yeah. So Mel, that's another posel to learn that kli cheres are different. So this, it wouldn't be shver from Shruti Kliyates. But this, you don't have to come on to the Svara or Kli that doesn't have a Tire B'mikvah. And Echanami, it could be Kalim that don't have a Tire B'mikvah also have Tumas Mishkav. No, there's a Farish Apostle here that Kli Cheres is different. Only Kli Cheres Torah says it's Torah by Summit Apostle. There's never a way to Metamorit. Mashenk and the Kliyates, Avada there does have Tumas Mishkav. So that's the Mishnah. Minayin liyaruga shishisha al shisha tfochim. If you have, this is a shell of klayim. If you have a piece of garden, so if it's a klayim, you can't plant different zroyim together, unless you have them separated enough that they have no unique one from the other. They don't get nourishment one from the other. If they're far away distance, then it's mutter to plant even different plants there. Is menayin laruga shishisha al shisha tvachim. If you have a piece of ground that's mamma 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, how many different types of seeds can you plant in this a shetach karka? Shezorim b'teicha chamisha zoroinim. You're allowed to plant 5 different types of seeds in 6 by 6 tvachim. How do you have it? Dalet adalet ruchos. On all 4 corners of the garden, put a special seed. The harugas, the achas b'yemsa, and poke right smack in the middle of the garden, in the middle of the 6 by 6, you can put another seed, the 5th seed. From the size, each one is away more than 3 tvachim, one from the other. So about their way, more than 3 tvachim, they have no yanika. Because the yanika from one seed to another seed is 3 tvachim. So here, between the middle point and the thing, it's more than 3 tvachim, it's mutter to plant 5 seeds. Shenema, what's the right from the posik? It says, ki koritz tait seed smocha, o ki gina azroyeho, tatzmiach zeruho, tatzmiach, izara le'nemer el zeruyeho. So we'll see the Gemara Dashin that says like six times the word zeruhi, Dashin five times. So five seeds you could plant in one shetach. Rashi Zruya, the Gemara Meforish, Hechi Mashm Hezeroinim Bevov Tvachim. How do we know from these Psukim, punkt, in six Tvachim you can have five seeds? But the Torah says the Rebuyim here. So Ramar, with five seeds fit into one small Shetach Karka, and that's the sign that the Anika from one to another is within three Tvachim, so if they're separated three Tvachim away, it's Mutta to plant. But Rashi, let's see, Shazerim Tvach Hezeroinim, Flehevi Irvav, it's not called mixed up. There's enough separation between them. So Rashi is saying a big Kiddush. Rashi's first pshat is the four seeds on the side, your mamash plant all along the side, and all along the side, just the last part of the keren you leave blank. Mamash had this picture here. All the darkness you're planting, just the last space you leave blank. So Rashi's bother then, one to the other, it's within Gimel Tfachim. They have Yanika one to the other, so why is it Mutter? The Teretz says, Klayim is not also out the Yanika, the fact they're growing, they're getting nourishment one from the other. Klayim is a Torah asset if it looks together. It has to look like one planting. If it looks mixed up together, that's used to Klayim. But here, since it's planted all different sides of the Aruga, it looks like four different sides, four different planting. So along all the sides you're allowed to plant, be at the corner, there's little spots that separate it. Only the Chiddush is the middle. If you want to plant in the middle, that looks like an Iru, that looks like a mixed together. So the Chiddush is if the middle is away three Tvachim from the sides, there's no Yanika, that's Mutter. That's the Chiddush of Hilchos Klayim. Yes, all right, we'll stop here.